我今天给大家分享的题目是为你的神做祭坛。
Today I would like to share a theme of how to build an altar for your God.
在古代人要侍奉神。
In the ancient time when people wish to serve God,
离不开祭坛。
There's no way they can escape the topic of the altar.
所以祭坛是一个侍奉人必备的。
An altar is someone that we, something that we have to go through.
我们从这祭坛中
in, through the altar,
来领受我们要做的祭坛。
And to understand what we need to do to the altar.
我选的经文是基甸为神做的祭坛。
And today, the passage I have selected is the altar that has been built by Gideon.
基甸是士师时代。
Gideon lives in an age of judges.
那个时候没有国家。
At the time, there is no nation.
个人任意而行。
And people do according to their own liking.
所以很多的人没有规范。
And therefore, there is almost no rule to people's life.
敬拜神也任意而行。
And when they worship God, they worship according to their own liking.
神把迦南地赐给以色列。
Though God has given the land of Canaan to Israelites,
他们却效法迦南人的崇拜。
And yet they follow the style of worship from Canaanites.
所以偶像崇拜也处在以色列民间。
And therefore the Israelites also began to worship idols.
他们远离了神。
They have went astray from God.
所以他们就受到外邦人的辖制。
And therefore they were oppressed by the Gentiles.
以致他们在生活上、属灵上都经历了极大的痛苦。
And therefore they suffered greatly, no matter material-wise or spiritual-wise.
基甸的经历
The experience of Gideon
也是在米甸人的压制下。
It was happening under the oppression of Midianites.
他们极其贫穷。
And they were so poor.
因为米甸人掳掠他们所有的财物。
Because the Midianites took away all of their possessions and properties.
他没有带走的呢，都进行毁坏。
And whatever they couldn't take away, they destroyed them.
所以以色列人因着米甸人的缘故。
And therefore, because of the Midianites,
极其贫穷。
Israelites, they suffer greatly.
基甸也是为了躲避米甸人的迫害。
And in order to prevent the further oppression from Midianites,
他就躲在酒榨那里打麦子。
And Gideon started to press the harvest in a cave.
这个时候神向他显现。
And at that moment, God appeared to Gideon.
告诉他我要拯救以色列。
And told him that I'm going to rescue Israelites.
当神给他说的时候。
And however, as God was speaking,
说耶和华与你同在。
They say God is going to be with you.
但是基甸却怀疑。
And yet there is a doubt in Gideon's heart.
他否定了这句话。
He denied and ignored God's promise.
他说神没有与我们同在。
And he said to people, God,is not with us.
神若与我们同在。
If God is truly with us,
我们为什么经历这样的艰难？
Why are we going through such a suffering?
贫穷。
Poor.
受外邦人压制。
And being oppressed by other people.
就是神的同在在哪里呢？
And where is the presence of the Lord?
所以神这个时候告诉他说，
And therefore God appeared to him and said to him,
神要借着你来拯救以色列。
I'm going to save Israelites through your hand,
脱离米甸人的压制。
So that you may be rescued from the hands of Midianites.
这个时候基甸说，
And now Gideon replied,
我无能为力。
There's nothing I can do.
但是神却告诉他说，
And yet God said to him,
神与你同在。
I'm going to be with you.
我要兴起你。
I'm going to raise you up.
你要击打多人。
And you are going to strike many.
如同击打一人一样。
And just like strike one person.
这个时候基甸看到这样的一个托付。
And now Gideon has received such calling.
他说我要证实。
And Gideon said, I need to verify.
是不是神选召了我。
Am I truly being chosen by God?
你要等在这里。
And now I need to, I'm going to ask you to wait.
我要去拿礼物献给你。
I'm going to bring gifts to you, so please stay.
神的使者说可以。
And now the messenger of God said, yes, I will wait.
基甸就去预备了羊羔
，and therefore Gideon started to prepare lamb，
无酵饼
，and also unleavened bread，
还有汤
，and broth，
拿来放在这使者面前
，and bring all the gifts before the messenger，
使者叫他放在磐石上
，and now the messenger asked Gideon to place the gifts on a piece of rock。
基甸就把羊羔的肉摆上
，and now Gideon put the flesh of the lamb on the rock，
饼也摆上
，and also put the bread on top of it，
汤也倒出来
，and also poured out the broth on the rock。
这个时候
，and at that moment，
当这个使者的杖头挨着这肉的时候
，when the staff of the messenger touched the meat，
磐石的火就出来。
The flame burst out from the rock.
焚烧了所有的礼物。
Consume all the gifts has been placed on the rock.
神的使者就不见了。
And now the messenger disappeared.
基甸就恐惧。
And now there's a great fear came upon Gideon.
基甸说我的眼睛亲眼见到神。
And Gideon said, I have seen God.
我可能要死亡。
I'm going to die.
所以他极其的惧怕。
So he had great fear in his heart.
神的话就临到他说
，And now God's word came upon him.
你不要惧怕
，Do not be afraid.
因为神必赐平安给你
，Because God is going to give you.
你不至于死
，You won't be die.
神要借着你的手
，God is going to use your hands.
击打米甸人
，To strike Midianites.
各位父老弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
这个时候基甸才深信。神与他同在。
Only at that time, Gideon realized God is truly with him.
所以基甸就在那里做祭坛。
And therefore, Gideon built an altar right there.
来献神献祭。
To give God an offering.
来侍奉神。
To serve God.
称这祭坛为耶和华沙龙。
And call this altar Jehovah Shalom.
我亲眼见到神
for I have seen you,
也不至于死
and I was not dead,
神是平安的神
that God is truly God of peace.
所以基甸在那里侍奉神
and therefore God's, Gideon served God right there.
但是晚上的时候
however, when the evening came,
神仍然向他显现
and God appeared to him once more,
告诉他
and told him,
你要为侍奉我
For that you are going, for you are going to serve me.
你就要拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛。
That you need to tear down the altar built by your father, which was dedicated to Baal.
要把你这个坛旁边的木偶也要砍下。
And not only that, you need to cut down the Asherah pole right next to it.
把你父亲的那第二只牛献为燔祭。
And not only that, you need to choose the second bowl from your father's herd and to use as a burnt offering.
在这磐石上
right on this rock,
整整齐齐为我做一座堂
and do it in a proper order to build an altar for me.
各位
Dear all,
白天这个基甸刚刚做了祭堂
During daytime,Gideon just built an altar.
晚上神指示他要重做来侍奉他。
And now when evening came and God spoke to him, say, you need to redo your altar.
是按着神的要求做的。
That according to God's order.
所以侍奉神。
And therefore when we serve God,
你做的祭坛。
Whatever you do as an altar,
不是按自己的意思
that you cannot do it according to your own will
乃要按神的要求
but you need to follow the dimension and demand and requirement from God
我们今天人在世上
today we live on this earth.
我们每一个人也要有一座祭坛。
That all of us need to have an altar for ourselves as well.
来做侍奉。
To serve God.
其实每一个人都有祭坛。
That all of us, we all have.
那祭坛是什么
？And what is the altar?
看你是如何来服侍。
It depends on how you serve your God.
今天我就借着这个经文。
Today I would like to use this passage
来给我们分享
to share the message.
我们首先呢来祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
感谢你将你的话赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your words.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your words is the spirit, is the food.
叫我们得益处。
So that we can be benefited.
叫我们得帮助。
So that we can grow.
也借着基甸这个侍奉。
And through the service of Gideon.
主啊，能带进我们的侍奉。
That it can become our service as well.
来荣耀你的圣名。
So we can glorify your name.
祝福我们今天这一段时间。
May you bless the time we are going to have.
求圣灵运行在我们中间。
May your Holy Spirit move in the midst of us.
因为圣灵会按照每一个人不同的程度。
Because Holy Spirit can do his will according to different status of our life.
将你的话赐给我们。
To give your words to us.
启示我们。
To reveal, to manifest.
让我们明白。
So that we can understand.
这是你赐圣灵给我们的。
This is the Holy Spirit you have given to us.
因为圣灵来了，要引领我们明白真理，进入真理。
For Holy Spirit come to in order to lead us and guide us into the truth.
这是你的应许。
And this is your promise.
求你的灵在我们中间。
May your Spirit be in the midst of us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
把接下去的时间交给主。
May we give the following time to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，我们今天呢给大家来分享为神做祭坛。
And today we would like to share the topic is how can we build an altar for God.
一共分四个方面给弟兄姐妹分享。
And I'm going to talk this topic in four aspects.
侍奉有一个基础。
And there's a foundation of our service.
这个基础就是祭坛。
The foundation is the altar.
所以在这个俄弗利的磐石
So, right on this rock,
就是神向基甸显现的地方
And this is the very place where God appeared to Gideon.
神要在这个磐石上为神做祭坛
And God asked Gideon to build an altar right on this rock.
所以当我们来相信神
And therefore, when we put our trust in God,
侍奉他的时候
when we serve him,
也要确立我们的祭坛
we need to establish an altar as well.
你是建造在什么地方来侍奉神的
And depend on where we build our altar to serve our God.
我们在圣经当中
in the scripture,
发现在迦南地
And we realize in the land of Canaan,
很多人拜神的时候
And when there are many people worshipping their gods,
不是筑祭坛
They are not building an altar,
而是做丘坛
And rather they build high places.
丘坛的意思是一个高稍稍高一点的地方
And what is high place? High place is some little hill higher than the ground.
人们都很随意
And people worship according to their own will.
就像我们中国人拜神一样。
And just like how we Chinese worship our gods.
他们可能会在山上。
And perhaps we worship gods on the mountainside.
他们可能会找那些树。
And perhaps we found a tree.
他们可能会找一些大的神一样去敬拜。
And maybe they find some God and we start to worship those idols.
个人随自己的意思而敬拜
And people worship according to their own will.
所以这就是迦南地到处有丘坛的地方
And this is the place in the land of Canaan. It's full of high places.
就会发现他们在城门口
And you will realize people gather before the entrance of the city.
在树底下。
And were under a tree.
在各山岗。
And were any other hillside.
都会有丘坛。
And you will see high places there.
以色列人呢，深受这个迦南风速的影响。
And now Israelites who have been deeply influenced by Canaanites.
也进入了这个偶像崇拜。
They follow their idol worshipping customs.
当神带领以色列人的时候
As God led Israelites,
曾经严严地警告以色列民
And God has solemnly warned Israelites,
我带你去的迦南美地
The place where I'm going to lead you, the land of Canaan,
你们不可效法当地人的风俗
You cannot follow the custom of that land,
而要专心敬拜我
But focus your heart and worship me alone.
当以色列人进入迦南以后呢
And when Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
他们就开始效法了迦南地的风俗
And they start to follow the tradition and custom of Canaanites.
他们就忘了上帝的这个诫命
They forgot the command given by God.
也随自己的意来做这些丘坛
And not only that, they follow their own liking and build those altars.
我们看到敬拜神
And as we realize, when we worship God,
的神的仆人
As God's servant,
每到一个地方的时候
Wherever they went,
他会做祭坛
And those servants will start to build altars.
节选石头
And will select chosen rocks.
来敬拜神
To build it and to worship God.
所以这个是一个被节选的石头之意
And those are means all the rocks has been chosen.
我们看到在列王记的时候
As we turn to the first king.
就是亚哈时代
And the time of Ahab.
以色列人敬拜这个巴利成风
And now Israelites they all worship Baal
当时的亚哈王和王后耶西米
And King Ahab and his wife Jezebel
支持了这种崇拜
And they even support people worshiping Baal
所以是这个民陷入了大灾难
And because of this, they invite a great calamity upon them.
也有饥荒。
They start to suffer starvation.
直到神差遣以利亚过来。
Only then God sent prophet Elijah.
在神面前。
And before the Lord.
说明耶和华是神。
And he once again declared Jehovah God is the one and true God.
在加比山顶。
And on the mountaintop,
以利亚告诉亚哈王
and prophet Elijah told King Ahab,
你要召集这些巴利祭司
and that you have to call the priests of Baal,
有450个巴利先知
they called 450 priests of Baal,
还有450个
prophet.
450个亚斯他洛的女先知
and also called the prophetess of Asherapol
加起来有850个
and when they all come together in the total of 850
以利亚就一个人
and Elijah was all alone by himself
以利亚就在这个山顶告诉人说我们要来做侍奉
And right on that mountaintop, Elijah declared, This is the place we are going to serve God.
要来做祭坛。
And now we're going to build an altar here.
巴利先知也做祭坛。
Now the prophets of Baal, they also start to build their own altar.
以利亚也做祭坛。
And Elijah also built his altar.
巴利先知是随便做祭坛。
And now the prophets of Baal, they built...The altar according to their own will.
以利亚呢
How about Elijah?
是按照以色列十二个支派
And however, Elijah built the altar according to the 12 tribes of Israelites.
来做节选
And do it accordingly.
所以这是 被节选的意思。
And therefore, building the altar is as the meaning of selection.
以色列人是一个被节选的民族。
Now the tribe of Israelites represent the chosen people.
侍奉神也是在节选上面。
Yes, when we serve the Lord, we are going through being chosen as well.
没有节选，我们人不能侍奉到神。
If we are not chosen, we cannot serve our God.
这就是我们要说的磐石。
And this is the very rock I'm talking about.
神节选亚伯拉罕。
Yes, God has chosen Abraham.
节选了以色列族。
He has also chosen Israelite.
这是节选。
And this is his election.
我们外邦人呢？
How about us Gentiles?
我们外邦人神节选了基督。
Yes, for us Gentiles, God has
是我们在基督里面来侍奉神。
So that we can serve God in Christ.
没有基督
，without Christ,
我们也无从节选，无从侍奉。
We are not chosen, and we couldn't serve, and we couldn't build an altar.
所以这就是我们每一个人要确立的。
And this is the foundation we must hold on to.
基甸在那里遇见了神。
Now Gideon has met God right there.
基甸在那一个磐石上把这个祭物摆上去。
Right on the rock, Gideon placed his burnt offering on top of it.
这个时候就有火从磐石里出现。
And at that moment, there is fire flared from the rock.
收走了这个礼物。
Consume the gift.
这个意思告诉我们说
And what does it mean?
节选
Election
出于神
It's all from God
这个火也是出于神
Also the fire is all from God
就像以色列人就像以利亚在加米山上一样
Just like Elijah What he has done on the mountaintop
那个火是从天上下来的
The fire came upon from heaven
人不能做什么
There's nothing we can do.
所以当我们献给神的时候
And therefore, when we put our trust in God,
我们蒙悦纳
We are being received by God.
是出于神的恩典
It's all because of God's grace.
这是我们的磐石
And this is the foundation and the rock of
our faith. 基甸称为那个磐石为耶和华沙龙
And therefore, Gideon called that rock the rock of Jehovah Shalom.
神将平安赐给他。
God has given peace to him.
神也将宝藏赐给他。
God has also given a great treasure to him.
因为神宝藏他，让他被兴起来。
Because God has chosen him so that he can be raised and established.
神要使用他。
God is going to use him.
所以每一个环节。
And therefore, for all the sequence of events,
我们知道都有神的同在。
There is a presence of the Lord.
所以神遇见他的时候，就告诉他说。
And therefore, when God met him, God told Gideon,
耶和华与你同在。
Jehovah is going to be with you.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个被节选的人
that all of us who have been chosen,
我们也要确认神与我们同在。
We must be assured that God is with us.
这也是神给我们的应许。
And this is also the promise God has given to us.
耶稣基督给我们。
What Jesus Christ has given to us.
就是以马内利。
That is Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
Amen.
Amen.
以色列人从埃及出来到旷野 到迦南
When Israelites came out of Egypt to the land of Canaan
40年的旷野生活
Throughout 40 years of a wilderness
各位你们知道神与他们同在吗
Don't you know God was truly with them? Is it?
这个现征在哪里
And how do we know?
保罗在哥林多前书第十章
First Corinthians chapter 10 Paul said
告诉他们随着他们的是那灵磐石
That Paul said the rock that has been with them is a spiritual rock
那磐石就是基督
And that rock was Christ
原来在以色列人在整个路程当中
And little did they know, throughout the entire journey of Israelites,
随着他们的就是磐石。
There is a spiritual rock accompanied with them.
在旷野中什么都没有。
In the midst of wilderness, there is nothing.
最多的都是石头。
What they can find is all rocks.
保罗在哥林多前书真的讲了很大的领域。
And now, Paul has brought us to a different realm in the First Corinthians.
他们没水喝的时候。
When they were lack of water.
摩西也是击打磐石。
Now Moses strike, the rock.
供给他们水喝。
In order to provide water for them.
所以保罗说那磐石就是基督。
And now Paul said that is a spiritual rock. That rock was Christ.
所以在他们的生命当中
and therefore in their lives,
基督随时与他们同在
Christ was with them all the time.
所以那里才有侍奉
and therefore there is service.
磐石
Rock
也是你与神相遇的地方
It's also a meeting place for you and God.
基甸在那里与神相遇
Gideon met God right now.Next to the rock.
你没有遇见神的时候
When you don't have encounter with God,
你就感觉不到神与你同在
that you don't feel the presence of the Lord.
就像我们今天在这个世界上
And just like how we live on this earth,
很多的信徒们都感觉不到神与我们同在
Many believers feel there is no presence of the Lord.
是吗
Isn't that true?
我们觉得神与我们同在吗
Do we truly feel there's a presence of the Lord with us?
时时刻刻都在我们旁边
Actually, all the time, He is with us.
你明白神的同在
Once we understand the presence of the Lord,
我们的生命就会发生巨大的改变
And there will be a tremendous change in our lives.
我们不再软弱
We no longer be feeble.
我们也不再惧怕
We no longer have fear.
基甸在那个时候因着米甸的人缘故极其惧怕
Gideon was in a great fear because of the oppression of Midianites.
他看到的都是敌人的势力
Whatever he has seen from his eyesight, he saw the forces from the enemies.
他看不见神的同在。
He couldn't see the presence.
所以这个实质告诉说耶和华与你同在。
And but now God reminded him that Jehovah is with you, the Lord is with you.
他也否定。
And he denied that fact.
直到神向他显现。
Only until then God appeared to him.
他的心开始改变。
He started to change.
因为他是大能的勇士
Because only then he became a great warrior
本来是一个大能的勇士
And previously he was a great warrior
却为了米甸人却逃避
And yet because of Midianites he became fearful and he tried to run away
却躲在这个酒榨里面打麦子
He was hidden in a cave to do the harvest.
圣经说因着他们极其贫穷
And because of the oppression, Israelites suffer greatly.
当基甸遇见神的时候
But then when Gideon met God,
他会愿意献上自己的食物
And now he's willing to offer his food to God.
他把羔羊带过来
He brought a lamb before God.
他把饼带过来
He brought unleavened bread.
完全献上
And he offered them all to God.
所以这个磐石其实就是奉献自己的地方。
And therefore, the rock represents a place where we offer ourselves.
你遇见神
When you meet God,
你就会献上自己。
Then you are going to offer yourself.
你就会带来改变。
And there will be a great change come forth.
这就是我们侍奉神的这个磐石。
And this is the very rock where we serve God.
也是最基础的。
Which is the foundation.
立在这磐石上
The one that's set upon the rock.
我们才能稳固
Only then we can have a firm foundation.
我们才不会动摇
We won't be shaken.
耶稣在马太福音书
And in the book of Matthew.
也告诉我们两种根基
And Jesus told us there were two types of foundations.
你 建立在沙土上
，if you build your foundation on the sand，
还是建立在磐石上
，or you build your foundation on rock，
下面是沙土
，and what is sand？
顺从自己的意思
，when you follow your own will，
下面是磐石
，what is the rock？
听从神的话去实行的人
，when you follow the word and obey His command。
这是我们要确立。
And this is what we need to be clear about.
当你想侍奉的时候
，When you have a desire to serve God,
当你想敬拜神的时候
，When you are willing to serve God,
你是出于自己的意思还是出于神的意思
？Are you motivated by your own desire or just motivated by God's will？
这是我给大家分享的第一方面。
And this is the first point I would like to share with you.
要确立。筑坛的磐石
that we need to make sure we have a rock as our foundation.
我们第二
secondly,
你的这个根基确立好了以后
once you have chosen the right foundation,
你要做第二件事
the second thing you need to do is,
这是神告诉他的
is the command in order given by God.
要拆毁巴利丘坛
That is to tear down the altar to Baal.
巴利的丘坛一定要拆毁。
The altar to Baal must be cut down.
这是神说的。
And this is
我们请看《生命记》第十二章。
May we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
生命记第十二章
Deuteronomy chapter 12
第二节
Verse
2你们要将属赶出的国民侍奉神的各地方无论是在高山在小山在各青翠树下都毁坏了第三节也要拆毁他们的祭坛打碎他们的柱像用火焚烧他们的木偶扛下他们雕刻的神像并将其名从那地方除灭
Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 2 to 3 Destroy completely all the places on the high mountains on the hillsAnd under every spreading tree, where the nations you are dispossessing worship their gods, break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and burn their Asherah pole in the fire, cut down the idols of their gods, and wipe out their names from those places.
巴利是迦南人侍奉的神。
Baal is a god served by Canaanites.
巴利是迦南人尊位掌管风雨雷掌管天气的神
Baal is a god served by and worshipped by Canaanites which they believe it controls the weather they control the, it controls the harvest and others
认为他能管理这个田间的蔬菜和庄稼
They feel this God can govern and control the vegetation of the farmland.
就像我们中国人拜神一样。
And just like how we Chinese worship our gods.
我们中国人喜欢拜什么神？
Let's think about what God, what type of gods we Chinese worship before.
我们经常传福音给我们的同胞。
Oftentimes, when we preach gospel to our own flesh and blood,
我们同胞回应我们说我们是佛教
and many of them say, "Well, we are Buddhist."
我们是拜佛的
We worship Buddha.
我对他们说不，你们不拜
And I told them, "No, you don't worship Buddha."
你们最喜欢拜的是财神
What you love is you worship God of money.
就是中国人
Isn't that true?
中国人拜的最多还有什么神呢？
And let's think about what other gods we Chinese used to worship.
灶神
God of kitchen.
灶神是什么？吃饭的，对不对？
God of kitchen take care of eating.
财神是发财的。
So God of money take care of your income.
各位，迦南人拜的巴利。
And how about Baal worship by Canaanites?
在他们的眼光中，他也是掌管这个财富的神。
In their eyes, Baal also take care of their wealth.
掌管他们的专家。
Take care of their farm.
给他们带来丰收。
Because of this God, they thought he can bring wealth to them.
那根据圣经的翻译，巴利这两个字的意思是什么意思
？And what's the meaning of Baal?
我是主。
That is, I am the Lord.
原来巴利的意思是说以自己为主。
What Baal means that they.This God saying, I am the Lord.
其实这也是人最喜欢的。
And actually, this term is what God likes the most also.
这是美国最尊崇的是什么？
And let's think about what we worship the most in America.
啊，大家都很清楚是不是？
What we worship the most in America?
人权。
That's human rights.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
就是什么意思呢
？And what does human rights mean?
自己做主。
Me, self, I'm the king.
唯我独尊。
And I'm the center of the world.
我任何人都不可以侵犯我。
No one can invade my rights.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
在这样的思想下
，In this type of mentality，
多少的事情都是从我自己出发的。
Many things were generated from our own self-pride.
其实什么都不崇拜。
And actually, we worship nothing.
只是崇拜自己。
Just worship ourselves only.
这叫做巴利的崇拜。
And this is the worship of Baal.
做任何事情都由我想怎么做就怎么做。
And in everything we do it according to our own desires.
我们中国人老一代还不会这样，是不是？
We know the previous, our previous generation, they won't think this way.
特别是我们中国经过了这个计划生育独生子女以后啊。
And especially China has been through the one-child policy.
你看看现在的独生子女是唯我独尊。
And now when you look at the generation nowadays, they think they are the center of the world.
所以这其实带进了另外一种崇拜当中。
And actually, this brings into another type of worship.
侍奉每一个人是有祭坛的。
And actually, there is an altar for every single individual.
你住什么样的堂
？It depends on what type of altar you build.
你就会设立什么样的神。
And then there will be what type of God you serve.
求神呢怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我在这里选了四样，四个方面。
And now I would like to talk about this in four aspects.
路加福音十六章。
And Luke chapter 16.
耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And Jesus said, you cannot serve two gods.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
A servant cannot serve two masters.
不是恶这个。
Either you will hate the one,
爱那个
and love the other,
就是亲这个
or you will be devoted to the one,
重这个
and despise 对不对? the other.
你们不能又侍奉神
you cannot serve both God,
又侍奉马门
and money.
意思说人心中不能有两个主出现
It talk about there cannot be two masters in one's heart.
是这两个主是很简单的
Simply put, these two masters.
一个是以自己为主。
One is yourself is the master.
还是以神为主。
Or your Lord is the master.
是神在你里掌权。
Either God is taking sovereignty in your heart.
还是自己掌权。
Or you are taking control of your own life.
啊，怎么样
？Which one is it?
现在很多的人喜欢自己掌权。
And nowadays we all like to take control of ourselves.
有一对年轻的弟兄姐妹
a young couple
他们要成婚
they decide to get married
他来找我做婚姻辅导
so they came to me asking for marriage counseling
这个时候啊，我开始就给他们辅导。
And at the time, I start to do counseling with them.
里面有一个课程是这样。
And in the counseling, there was a lesson like this.
你们结婚以后谁做主？
And once you get married, who is going to be the master of the house?
你们家谁做主？
So, who is the master of your house?
真的神做主吗？
Is it truly God is the master in your house?
妻子做主还是丈夫做主？
Who has the final say, the wife or the husband?
这小年轻人啊，听得不说。
And this couple, they hesitate and they become quiet.
我说在结婚前
，And I say to them before the marriage,
先要做这个决定。
You must make a decision before you get married.
你做不了这个决定，不要结婚。
If you couldn't make this decision, don't even think about marriage.
因为你做不了决定，我说你结婚以后不幸福。
And I say to them, if you couldn't make this decision, you won't have a happy marriage.
会吵架的，我说。
Married, you are going to have fight.
你知道在什么情况下会吵架
？Do you know under what circumstances people will start to have quarrel?
就两个头出来，两个主出来，肯定吵架吧。
Because when you have two masters in the house, of course you are going to have fighting.
所以只能是一个人为主，对不对？
你先选。One decision maker in the house.
你要听圣经教导。
Whether you want going to take the teaching
还是自己为主
，or you are going to take yourself as the Lord.
今天很多家人啊，姐妹很厉害，说了算。
And today in the most household is the wives who make the saying.
他还会找很多的理由说。
Not only that, wives can find many reasons to back their decisions.
你不听我就是不爱我。
If you don't listen to me, then you don't love me.
是不是这样？这句话就
抛
出来了。
And now I just reveal the truth.
所以我们今天很多的人自己。把自己提升坐在神的位置上。
Now today, many of us elevate our position and sit on the throne of the Lord.
坐在主的位置上。
And we are sitting the throne of the Lord.
我们基督徒很会祷告，都会称为主。
And we Christian can pray eloquently, saying, Lord,
你知道这个主的意思是什么
？Do you understand the meaning of the word Lord?
这个主的意思就是把自己的权。交出来的。
When we say Lord, it means we are willing to give up our own rights to Him.
结婚的意思是什么
？And what's the meaning of marriage?
圣经里面这句话很重要。
And this concept is very important in the Scripture.
两人合为一体。
When you two join as one,
就是这样。不再是两个人
，You no longer as two individuals，
乃是一体了。
But now you are one。
圣经也教导我们
，And now according to the scripture，
做基督徒
，As a Christian，
原来是跟基督合一
，And now we are united with Christ。
保罗也用这个比喻来讲我们跟基督的关系
，And Paul used the marriage to describe the our relationship with Christ.
所以你要做侍奉，首先要把这个事情搞清楚。
And therefore, when you decide to go into a ministry, you must have a clear understanding about this.
这个事情不搞清楚，你在服侍的不是主，是自己。
If you don't have this clear understanding, what you're serving is not God, but rather yourself.
因为你以自己为主。
Because you put yourself as the Lord.
有些人在教会里做事也是以自己为主。
And this is the same thing even happening in the church.
你说在教会里服侍主还是服侍自己？
And you say, well, can you serve yourself in the church?
所以就带来很多问题。
Actually, because of this, it brought forth many problems in the church.
知道圣经里面讲说人要离开父母与妻子联合两人成为一体
Were we being taught by the scripture that one should leave the parents to unite with one's wife as to become one?
这个圣经的真理教导
And as the truth revealed from the holy scripture
是什么意思
And what does it really mean?
可能不符合我们中国文化。
And perhaps it doesn't come accord with our Chinese tradition.
我们中国文化是什么？娶媳妇，把媳妇娶进家来的。
And because our understanding according to Chinese tradition is that we marry a girl and bring the girl into the family.
而不是两个人离开父母。
Not departing from both parents.
我们中间做中国人有没有结婚以后把儿子都送出去？有没有？
Is there any of us Chinese parents we send away our son to his own life?
我们是把女儿送出去。
Perhaps we send away our daughters.
有没有把儿子送出去
？Any of us send away our sons?
在我们的这个传统文化里面
，Because according to our tradition.
我们是不是去寻求神的真理
？Are we actually seeking for God's will?
这个可能我们也要思想。
And this is something that we.
今天不是讲那个啊，我们现在讲主的问题。
When astray, we do not want to go astray into this particular topic, though.
是什么意思
？What does it really mean?
所以，当你的孩子结婚以后
，When your children when they be
成了家以后
，Once they have their own family.
主父母的千万不要成为他的主。
May we parents not becoming their lord.
千万不要插手他们夫妻的生活。
Do not intervene into their marriage.
否则会破坏他们的家庭。
In a way, you may it destroy their family.
圣经说离开父母的意思是说
，When the scriptures say when we should leave our parents.
他们结婚又从主权从父母那边拿走。
That means that they are going to take away the sovereignty from their parents away.
组成另外一个主体。
To become a new unit.
做妻子也是从父母那边拿过来。
In the same way for the wife should also take away the lordship from her parents.
主丈夫的也是从父母那边拿过来。
And also,The husband should take away the lordship from his parents.
两个成为一体。
And now these two should become one.
注意啊，不是妻子做什么事情要去娘家报告的，让娘家帮你做主。
And which means whenever it happened to the wife should not go back to her
主丈夫的也不是让自己的爸爸妈妈替你这个做主。
And the husband should not go back to his family asking, His parents to make a decision for them.
所以当你结婚的时候，是把这两个主张全拿过来。
And therefore, when you are married, you are taking this lordship away from your previous families.
合成一个。
And now become a new one.
这就是主权合一。
And now you have a new authority.
然后在神的这个。主权里面去建立这样的家庭。
And、under the governing of God, you form a new family.
那就你会明白我们什么样是以神为主。
And only then you can understand what does it mean may the Lord be the master of your family.
当一个人信了耶稣
，When a person believe in Christ,
你照样的把那一个主权拿过来。
In the same way, you should take the ownership.
跟主的主权合一。
You should combine with the lordship from Christ.
以耶稣为主。
And ask Christ to be the Lord.
那我们才会真正进入侍奉。
And only then we can enter the true meaning of service.
我们请看基甸。
Let us look at Gideon.
神告诉我说：“拆毁你爸爸的做的这个巴利的祭坛。”
And God said to him that you should take down the altar your father has set to Baal.
这个祭坛是他爸爸做的。
And the altar was built by his father.
以色列人本来是侍奉神的这个家族。
And this family, people is supposed to serve God.
他的爸爸怎么会造这一个巴利的祭坛
？How come his father built an altar to Baal?
所以这个时候神说，你这个祭坛一定要拆的。
And therefore, God said to Gideon, "You have to tear down the altar your father built."
这就是主权。
And this is the lordship.
我们把主权拿过来放在主里面。
And now we take away the lordship and return to the Lord.
这是第一。
This is the very first thing.
第二。
Secondly.
第二是自以为是。
And now is we have a self idolatry.
人不但是自以为主。
And not only one, we want to think I'm the master of my life.
还自以为是。
We become so self-involved as well.
我就是最正确的。
I'm the one who's correct.
就是。
Isn't it?
今天我们基督教有很多的宗派。
And now we have many denominations.
每一个宗派觉得自己的教义都很正确。
Many denominations thinking they are holding the truth only.
当一个自以为是的时候，
and however, when people are so self-involved,
其实他不在侍奉上，
and actually the person is no longer serving God,
在侍奉巴利，
but rather is serving Baal.
你知道神怎么样启示他自己的名字的吗？
Do you know how God manifests his own name?
以色列人出埃及，
When Israelite left Egypt,
神差遣摩西去的，
and it was led by Moses, which was sent by God.
摩西说我不去，
and Moses said, God, I won't go.
神说我打发你去，
and God said, I'm going to send you.
摩西说我怎么对我的百姓说？
and Moses said, what am I going to say to my people?
我的神的名字叫什么？
and they may ask, what's the name of my God?
你知道神怎么启示摩西？
And do you know how God manifests His own name to Moses?
我的名字就是是。
My name is I am.
我就是。
I am that I am.
各位弟兄，这个是本来就是神。
And I am is God.
当我们人自以为是的时候，
And however, when we are so self-involved,
其实我们就否定了神。
And actually, we are denying God.
所以神告诉说，我就是耶和华。
And God said to Moses, I am that I am.
当我们进到神就是是的时候，
When we enter the realm of that I am,
我们就会存心敬畏，
Then we will surrender to him.
耶稣基督在约翰福音书第十六章，
In John chapter 16,
将来有人杀你们，
That one day someone will try to kill you.
就以为是侍奉神。
And because they think they are offering a service to God.
是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
就是自以为是嘛。
Because they think they are right.
你知道在中世纪的那个天主教跟新教之间的那种冲突吗？
Do you know the conflict between Protestant and Catholic during medieval time?
罗马教廷长杀基督徒的时候，
When the Roman Catholicpersecute and killed Protestant Christians.
他是怎么说的？
Do you know what they say? They claim to be?
侍奉神，我们为神大发热心。
We are serving God.
保罗杀害基督徒的时候，
When Paul persecute Christians,
是怎么说的？
And what did he say?
我是为神大发热心。
I'm having zealous for God.
自以为是。
Because he think he's right.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
自以为是在我们 人群当中经常会出现。
Those self-involved attitude often appear in us.
在我们的家庭也会出现。
Also happen in our families.
是不是我们夫妻为什么会吵架？
And why we have quarrel between husband and wife?
因为他是错的，我是是的。
Because she's wrong and I'm right.
对不对？
Isn't that
我们认定别人错，所以你就是以为自己对。
We always think the other party has a problem, and I'm right.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
你知道在从历史以来
，throughout the history，
基督徒被政府在政被政权迫害的
，when Christians were persecuted by the government，
不如被教廷迫害的。
Combined among the people being persecuted by the government is less than people being persecuted by the Catholic Church.
你知道今天这个社会跟政府逼迫教会多，还是我们自己教内的逼迫自己多？
Think about whether we are receiving more oppression from the government or we got more oppression from the churches.
有没有想过这个课题？
Have you ever thought about this?
中国文化大革命的时候，我们觉得政府很迫害我们，是不是？
During Cultural Revolution, I thought the government has really giving us a hard time.
我其实在文化大革命中间信主。
And actually, I came to the Lord during the time of Cultural Revolution.
那个时候聚会很紧张哦。
And actually, at the time, it's nerve-wracking of when we try to have a gathering together.
到现在，我们是在国内。也有很多的环境。
And actually, even today, there are many circumstances in China.
我在教会里讲道。
That when I preach in the church.
现在大概四十年。
I have been preaching in church for 40 years.
在教会里经历了很多。
I have experienced many things in church.
你知道教会政府这样逼迫我吗？
Do you know that though we receive oppression from the government,
其实不足为奇
and actually there's nothing to be surprised
因为他们本来就不信主
because they are atheists.
我们有时不可思议的是什么
and however, something that's beyond our imagination,
教会内部的那一种争吵和逼迫
but rather is the internal oppression within the church.
你说这从何而来？
And you may ask, where does this come from?
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我在教会里这几十年里经历了很多。
I have been through many things, decades of things in church.
是加尔文派跟亚美纽斯派的争吵。
Whether it's Calvinist fighting against Armenian.
吵了多少年？
And how many years those two understandings has been fighting.
中国三次教会出来跟家庭教会出来的时候又争吵。
And when three self-church and family church, when they emerge in China, and they continue to fight.
好了，现在中国改革开放以后啊。
And now China has entered an age of modern time.
国外有很多的宗派又进来了。
Many denominations came into China.
教会又跟教会又争吵了。
And we start to have fighting among churches again.
弟兄姐妹，我们想想这个产生的原因是在哪里
？And maybe we need to think about what was the cause of the quarrel.
就如耶稣所说的
，Just like what Jesus said.
自以为我是侍奉神。
Because we are thinking we are serving God.
我这样攻击你是侍奉神。
As the way I'm attacking you is a way of service to God.
亚米纽斯攻击加尔文派是侍奉神。
And when Armenian attack Calvinists,
加尔文派
serving God.
批评亚米纽斯派侍奉神。
And when Calvinists rebuke Armenian, they think
是不是
这样? they are serving God. Isn't that true?
我们今天是不是可以反思一下？
And now shouldn't we step back and think about this?
使徒保罗在圣经里面就这样讲过。
And Saint Paul said this.
当他残害基督徒的时候
，When he was persecuting Christians,
我把基督徒下在监里。
When I put them into prison,
我领了大祭司的文士。
I have taken the authority from the high priest.
就是侍奉神。
I'm serving God.
大发热心。
I have a great zealous for God.
他以为我遵行神的教导。
He thought he was following God's teaching.
当一个人自以为是的时候
，When a person was so self-involved,
其实你就是否定神。
And actually, you are denying God.
你不再侍奉神。
You are not actually serving God.
所以保罗最后才知道，我原来是在罪人中的罪魁。
And only then.Paul realized he was the sinner among the sinners.
这是巴利。
And this is the worship of God.
不是神。
He is not serving the true God.
这是第什么？第二、第三。
And thirdly,
自以为义。
Self-righteousness.
耶稣也讲了一个比喻。
Jesus also said a parable.
两个人上圣殿祷告。
There are two people to the temple.
一个罪人，一个法利赛人。
One is a sinner, one is a Pharisee.
法利赛人站在说：“神啊，我感谢你。”
And the Pharisee prayed to God, say, "God, I give you thanks."
我一个礼拜仅吃两次。
I fast twice a week.
我奉献十分之一。
I tithe.
好不好？
Isn't he good?
我不像这个罪人。
I'm not like the sinner right here.
敲诈勒索。
Who has distorted and who has take money unrighteously.
那个税吏呢？
And how about the tax collector?
抬头望天都不敢。
He couldn't even dare to lift his head to
the heaven. 低着头。
And he bowed his
head. 神啊，可怜可怜我这个罪人。
And he said, God, have mercy on this sinner.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣说，两个人谁为义？
And Jesus said, which one is righteous?
这要引起我们今天的反思。
And this is worth of our thinking.
我们今天在教会里。
In the church.
经常会看到这个现象。
We often see the phenomena like this.
很会传福音的人。
For people who truly know how to evangelize.
经常会批评那些不传福音的人。
And often make comment on those people who don't evangelize.
很会祷告的人。
Those people who pray eloquently.
批评那不祷告的人。
And making comments on those people who don't know how to pray.
很会读经的人。
Those people who study Bible well.
也会批评那些不读经的人。
And also make comments on those who don't study Bible.
保罗是怎么说？
And what did Paul say?
我们每一个人的恩赐。
That all of our gifts.
叫做配搭服事。
That we should all come together and work together.
各为肢体。
And we are the members of a body.
每一个人都是不同的。
That all have different gifts.
是不是？
We all function differently.
那是什么？谁是义人义呢？
And then what is right?
我们今天很多的只是在乎自己的长处。
And many times we only focus what we are good at.
批评人的不是。
And we start to make comments and
你拿你自己的长处。
You may have your own good.
比较别人的短处肯定是你好吗？
Of course, when you compare what you are good at and compare people who are short at,
是不是？
Of course you are better.
我告诉你，任何人都有长处。
I can tell you that we all have a different expertise in different areas.
所以自以为义是不可取的。
And therefore, self-righteousness is something we should never get into.
自以为义的人不在侍奉上。
Self-righteous people, they are not serving God anymore.
他的祷告神也不悦纳。
And God will not listen to their prayers.
求神关照我们。
May God enlighten us.
在多少的时候。
That in so many situations,
我们拿自己的长处与人来比较。
And oftentimes we take what we are good at and compare to someone who are not good at.
这是第三。
And this is the third point.
最后。
Lastly,
是荣耀。
Glory.
你荣耀归给谁？
May we give glory to God.
你如果抢夺神的荣耀，
If you try to take away God's glory,
你很大的损失。
You are going to suffer.
神节选我们就是荣耀神。
We have been chosen so that we can glorify God.
自以为荣。
Self-glorifying.
你就是抢夺神的荣耀。
Which means you are taking away God's glory.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有一个人很特别。
There is a person who is very special.
是上帝所重用的仆人。
Is a servant used by God greatly.
叫做摩西。
His name is Moses.
摩西进迦南了没有？
Did Moses enter the land of Canaan?
没有进迦南。
No, he didn't.
为什么这样的领袖？神说你要带领我百姓从埃及出来进入迦南。
How come a mighty leader like him that he'd been called by God to ask God to lead his people into the land of Canaan?
最后他自己进不了。
And yet at the last, he couldn't get into this land.
我们找圣经找到一处。
And now when we search through the Bible, we find out one place.
只有一个原因。
There is only one reason.
这个原因在哪里，弟兄姐妹知道吗？
And do you still remember where is this?
啊？ 因为摩西的能力太大了。
Because the power of Moses and authority
对不对
of him is too great.
神借着他都行多少神迹奇事。
Because God has used him to perform many, many miracles.
那百姓太顽固了。
And yet the people is so stubborn.
整天埋怨，整天不信。
And they are stiff-necked people. They refuse to believe God.
神说只有一次。
And there was only one time.
摩西很气愤。
That Moses was so angry.
你这些悖逆的民。
Say, you rebellious people.
好吧 我要为你们把这个磐石流出水给你了。
And now I'm going to strike this rock so you may have water from this rock.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers, sisters,
神的话马上临到摩西。
Immediately God's word came upon Moses.
你在百姓面前没有遵从我。
You did not glorify me in, and give me reverence before the people.
所以你不得进入迦南。
For this reason, you cannot enter the land of Canaan.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我今天看到很多神的仆人大有能力。
I have seen many great servants used by God.
越大有能力的人越容易颠倒嘛，你知道吗？
The more power they have, the more easily they may fall.
啊
，Do you know?
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我曾经见过一个人。
I have seen a person.
这个人叫一个躺在床上好几年的人起来行走。
I have seen a person who had been laid on the bed for many years and now he can get up and walk.
你知道这个人没有读过书。
Do you know this person has, doesn't even know how to read?
小学一年间读三次，只读三年。
He went to the first grade for 3 years. He stayed in first grade for 3 years.
神却节选他要用他。
And yet God has chosen him and used him.
有一个姐妹躺在床上。
So when a sister who was lying on the bed for many years,
差不多十年没下过床。
For 10 years, she couldn't get off from her bed.
弟兄姐妹，这个人告诉他说：“我奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走，你下来下床下走下去。”
This brother came to the sister say, "By the name of Jesus Christ, now get up and walk. Now get off your bed."
这个人从楼上楼梯一步一步就走下来。
And now this woman started to walk.And get off from the bed and start walking from upstairs and to downstairs.
她的丈夫站在楼下就呆了，惊呆了。
And his, her husband saw this was speechless.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
这个事情轰动了整个地方啊。
And this very event shook the entire town.
你知道多少的人捧他
？And now so many people praised the brother.
跌下来也很长的。
And now, once he fall, he fall so bad.
失败也很长的，弟兄姐妹，你知道不知道
？So bad.
因为他一个人如果不将荣耀归给神的时候
，Because when a person does not give the glory to God he deserved,
摔倒是迟早的事情。
Eventually, he's going to fall.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你知道大卫是在最荣耀的时候摔倒的。
David fall,
是不是
？David fell.During his most glorious,
所有人摔倒的时候，都是达到最高峰的时候跌下去。
Most people who fall when they were on the peak of their life,
这是有一个定理，因为他抢夺了上帝的荣耀。
For they have snatched away the glory of God.
使徒行传里面讲到一个希律王。
There is a King Herod mentioned in the book of Acts.
耶稣在约翰福音说，人的荣耀不能自取。
And Jesus said, "You cannot take your."
所以这个希律王取了神的荣耀。
And now this King Herod took God's glory.
神的刑罚就来到。
And punishment came upon him immediately.
所以我大概学这四样我们不可以选。
And therefore, I mentioned about these four things that we should never get into.
自义为主。
That is self idolatry.
自义为是。
Self involved.
自义为义
self-righteousness
自义为荣
self-glorifying
求神呢关照我吧
may God enlighten us
这是第二
this is the second point
神要叫基甸还要做一件事情
not only God asked Gideon to tear down the altar
不但要拆毁这个巴利的 祭堂。
Not only to tear down the altar to Baal.
堂旁边还有个木偶。
There is another idol right next to it.
这个木偶也要扛下。
Now God said you need to take down this idol.
哎，我查了很多的资料。
And now I have done some research.
有巴利的祭堂。
Whenever there's a altar of Baal,
就有旁边有木偶崇拜。
And there will always be an Asherah pole right
next
to it.
这个木偶是个女神。
And this idol is a goddess.
圣经里面讲着亚斯塔洛。
And this, the name of this goddess is Asherah.
也叫做巴利的妻。
Or we can say she is the wife of Baal.
在考古学家挖出这个在洞中挖出这一个这个木偶的形象。
When archaeology find out the idol from the ground.
这个形象是怎么样子的呢？
And what does this idol look like?
是一个女人的形象。
It's an image of a woman.
裸露着上身。
It was naked.From the bottom top, from top,
坐在狮子上面
was riding on a lion.
他的坐骑啊是狮子
So she is riding on a lion, on a lion.
他的两只手呢
And how about her two hands?
一只手拿着百合花
One is holding a bunch of lily.
一只手拿着蛇
And the other hand holds a serpent.
这是木偶的形象。
And this is the image of the idol.
人家喜欢拜的。
And this is how people would like to worship such idols.
人家喜欢玩弄的。
And this is the idol people like to possess.
这是玩弄木偶。
And this is what they like to play with.
那现代人也在玩弄木偶。
And actually nowadays we continue to play with idols.
你知道现代人网络木偶跟是这个木偶是一模一样的。
Actually, with the same concept, same attitude, we continue to play idols of today.
我把这个偶像的现真说给大家。
So let me tell you this: what does this idol symbolize?
这个女人裸露上身是代表什么
？And what does it mean? She was half naked from top.
女人的两乳代表供应。
The breast represents provision.
是多产
it means fertility
叫做物欲物质主义
it's materialism
今天的现代人也入进了这个 物质主义当中
same way today we fall into the temptation of materialism
只要有钱
as long as we are have money
只要有食物
as long as we have food
刚刚我们崇拜巴利的原因是什么
？And what was the cause we people worship Baal?
因为巴利带来丰收啊。
Because Baal can bring forth harvest.
这个女的木偶呢
？And how about this goddess?
照样代表了供应。
Continue to provide.
今天我们来美国，很多人来干嘛
？And today many Chinese came to this land for what?
啊，套美金嘛。
Because we want to earn American dollars.
对不对？啊。什么事情都看不见，只有是看见这个东西的。
Money is the only thing we only thing we see.
中国发展的时候，邓小平怎么说
？And remember when China was in stage of development.
不管黑猫白猫。
The leader said, no matter.
抓住老鼠就是好猫。
Whatever method you can approach, as long as you can bring success.
是什么
？Success.
只要你能抓到钱就好了。
Do whatever you can to earn money.
所以人就不择手段。
And therefore, people do things throughout all different means.
这个社会带来这么多的问题是什么原因
？And why is the reason we are facing so many social problems today?
这个东西变成你手里的木偶。
Because the materialism become the idol of your in your hand.
我只有有钱，我就玩转世界。
As long as I have money, I have power.
是不是？现在中国政府是什么？
And now that's look at
有钱啊，我就可以在全世界叫所有的人崇拜。
Chinese government say as long as I'm wealthy, all other nations they will bow down to me.
为什么人从这个跪拜在这个木偶面前
？Why people bow down before this idol?
现在道德腐败。
Now we see moral corruption.
所以中国人很崇尚什么？有钱能使鬼推磨。
And we Chinese believe as long as we have money, we have power.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们今天看到这个木偶的一个光景。
And now we see this materialism is manifesting its power.
这是第一。
This is number one.
第二。
Second.
当你的这个金钱往不过来的时候，用什么
？When you got tired of having money, what's next?
暴力。
Violence.
他坐的是狮子。
She was riding on a lion.
狮子是百兽之王。
And lion is the king of jungle.
各位弟兄姐妹，你给我往积极，我往不过来，我就开始往暴力。
And if I couldn't,
是不是？
compete with you economically, then I will compete.
这个是现代人也是喜欢玩的。
With power. And violence.
我们现在最怕听到的是恐怖分子。
And nowadays,
暴力。
We are afraid of
因为我玩不过你嘛，所以我就玩暴力嘛。
Of terrorism,
对不对？我钱也玩不过来你，我就玩暴力。
Because terrorists say I'm not as rich as you, and therefore I'm going to use power and violence.
哎，在希腊的偶像里面有一个叫战神。
And in Greek mythology, there is a god called the god of war.
兄姐妹，是不是
？Isn't that true?
毛主席怎么说
？And what did Chairman Mao say？
天罡之礼出政权。
As long as you have guns, you can receive power.
西方社会怎么说？哎，文人当官的，对不对
？Because in the Western world, we think you study, then you have power. Knowledge, you have power.
现在美国呢
？And how about？
我要发展军事。
And now we want to expand our military.
各位弟兄姐妹呀，所以当一个人背弃神的时候
，When we rebel against God，
他会在跪拜这些暴力之下。
People will bow down to different power of violence。
他会遵从暴力
，And they worship violence。
各位弟兄姐妹，这也是很错误的。
And this is also very bad。
我们在教会里面也有一个教义。
And there's a doctrine in the church。
你知道这个教义给教会带来多大的伤害？
Do you know this doctrine brought forth many damage to the church?
其实这个就是奥古斯丁讲的。
And actually, this was said by Augustine.
上帝用暴力迫使扫罗悔改。
Because God used violence to force Saul to repent.
是不是？啊，各位弟兄姐妹，所以今天在教廷里面就。很多人逼迫人家不信主的时候，我们也可以用暴力吗
？And therefore, when church has power, they can also oppress people who don't believe.
这不叫
with violence.
这个不是信奉神。
This is not the type of worship.
所以我们基督徒是什么？忍耐到底。
And what we Christians should do should have patience.
不是暴力主义。
Not through violence.
这是第二。
That's the second point.
第三。
Third.
人家玩这个物质。
And now you may play with
玩这个暴力。
Now you may play with violence.
手里拿着这个蛇代表什么
？And what does it mean? One hand is holding a serpent.
代表权力。
That means power and authority. 啊，
代表宗教。
It means represent religion.
教会也不能入在宗教的圈里面。
Now church cannot fall into the temptation of religion either.
你知道争权会入在什么样的一个光景当中
？Do you know when people try to contend for power, what condition they may fall into？
这就是今天现代人那个政治家的伎俩。
And this is the way of politicians today.
玩弄权欲。
They want to play with power.
这也是偶像崇拜。
And this is a way of idolatry.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers,
有一本书很著名叫做政治的罪恶
And there is a very well-known book called the
政治家们怎么样玩弄手里的权欲
And talk about how a politician may manipulate people's mind
这就是蛇的代表
And this the serpent symbolizes this
你知道蛇怎么引诱人的
Do you know how A serpent
你吃了那果子
person, that when you eat this fruit,
你的聪明就跟上帝一样。
You will have a knowledge just like God.
你的权力就像神一样。
You will have power and authority.
各位弟兄姐妹，这是第三。
And this is the third point.
最后一个。
The lastly.
最后一个是什么？人也不忘物欲，人也不忘暴力，人也不忘权欲。
Now, if you don't have materialism, if you don't have violence, and if you don't have power,
最后一个是现代人最喜欢玩的就是情欲。
Now, the lastly is what current society loves the most is lust.
这只手拿着白荷花。
This goddess holds lilies.
各位弟兄姐妹。
One of her hands. Brothers, sisters.
现在的人是什么？这就是四样。
What are those representing?
人类手中的木偶。
That's the idolatry in human's hand.
人如果落在这样下，他不再侍奉神。
If people fall into these four temptations, we no longer serve God.
你在拜木偶。
We are actually serving the idol.
一个真正侍奉神的人。
A true worshipper.
你要拆毁这个地。巴利的祭坛
you need to tear down the altar to Baal.
你要扛下堂旁的木偶
you need to cut down the Asherah pole.
那接下去才能做真正的祭坛
only then you can build.
你如果没有扛下这些东西
if you haven't tear down and cut down all those,
你建立起来的不是祭坛
whatever you are going to build is not an altar.
你不再侍奉神
you're not actually serving God.
虽然你是以神的名义
even though you use the name of the Lord.
今天好多人进教会是侍奉神还是另有目的
and many people came into church for what purpose? Are they here to serve God or they carry other purpose in mind?
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以一个真正侍奉神的人
a true worshipper,
首先要做到
what they need to accomplish first is
把这个偶像跟木偶砍掉
that is, they need to cut down and tear down the altar to Baal and Asherah pole.
讲到几点？
差不多了，
差不多了。好，我们最后一点很简单的，给弟兄姐妹分享。
And lastly, I would like to share with you.
整整齐齐
that we need to build an altar properly.
新一版圣经把它翻译成为为神做合一的祭坛
And now, with the new translation, we build a proper altar according to God's will.
就是神的要求
That is following His requirement.
合一的祭坛
What is a proper altar?
是按照上帝的标准来的
That is, it's built according to God's desire.
是建立在神的旨意当中
It's built upon God's will.
神怎么样告诉他的
And what God has told him, he followed.
取父亲的牛来
That he need to take a bull from his father's herd.
弟兄姐妹这个牛是从父那里取的不是你自己的
And now please take a note of it This bull is not from his own
献给
But his father's herd
我们今天侍奉神
Today when we come
你的东西从哪里来
Where is your things coming from
其实我们自己一无所有
And actually we have nothing
仍然是从父亲那里来的
And actually all we have are from our parents
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
所以我们所有的才干，我们所有的恩赐。
And therefore, all we have.
我们所有的东西都不是自己的。
All we have is not our own.
是我们从父那里来。
It actually is from our father.
耶稣这个父是什么？
And you may ask, who is this father?
这个父其实是世界。
Actually, this father is this world.
我们原有的东西本来就是属于世界的。
Because whatever we have belongs to this
world.要拿过来
And God said, take them.
那这些世界的东西呢
And how about those things from the world?
本来原本是属于神的
Because they were all belong to God originally.
是因这人犯罪
It's because we have sinned.
所以没有办法献给神
So we no longer can take them to God.
各位弟兄姐妹注意圣经里面说第二只牛
And please pay attention. It says, take the second bull.
原来他的父亲养牛干嘛
and,
是做献祭用的
And the reason why his father owning the bull is for the sake of offering.
他的第一只牛已经献给巴利。
Because the very first bull has already been offered to Baal.
所以他说那第二只牛又拉过来。
And therefore God said, take the second bull.
神做事很有意思。
And now this is very interesting.
不立定在先的。
It may not always the first be the first.
却立定在后的。
But and yet, take the second to be the first.
神造几个人？
And now we ask you, how many people did God create?
造几个人？
How many people did God create?
我告诉你，人类只有两个人。
And actually, there were only two.
第一个人叫亚当。
The first person is Adam.
第二个人叫耶稣。
The second person is Christ.
第一个亚当。
The first Adam.
受迷惑。
Has been
犯了罪。
He has sinned.
是全人类的人卸在罪里。
So all mankind fall into the sin.
第二个人叫耶稣。
Second man is Jesus.
因他的义才将我们从这个罪恶里面完全的赎出来。
Because of his righteousness, we are all saved and being redeemed.
所以耶稣说，神啊，我来了。
And therefore, when Jesus said to God, say, God, I'm here.
乃是照你的旨意行。
I come according to your will.
你给我预备身体。
You have prepared a body for me.
我们的主钉在十字架上。
And now our Lord has been crucified on the cross.
为我们被杀献祭了。
And he has been crucified for us.
不是在先的第一。
It's not the first.
而是在后的第二。
Not the first man, but the second man.
这是按照上帝的标准来的。
This is according to God's
will. 按着神的旨意来的。
According to God's will.
还有呢？
And what else?
要把木偶当柴。
You need to take the idol as the burning fuel.
各位弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
第一次献祭的时候活从哪里来？
And the very first time when Gideon gave offering, where did the fire coming from?
是从磐石里出来的火。
It came from the rock.
那现在呢？
How about now?
现在要用木偶当柴焚烧。
And now need toTake the idol as the burning
fuel. 所以你今天真的侍奉神。
And now, if you have truly have a heart to worship,
你要把这些物质主义。
Now you need to take the materialism.
暴力主义。
The believing in violence.
这个权力主义。
And the power.
这个情欲。
And lust.
都要当柴焚烧。
And you need to take all of them to burn them as fuel.
罗马书第十二章说。
And in Romans chapter 12.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
And brothers, I say to you,
将身体献上当作活祭。
You need to offer yourself as living sacrifice.
是神所喜悦的。
According to what he pleased.
如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Do this is which is reasonable.
要擦念是擦念，不要效法这个世界。
Do not follow the pattern of this world.
乃要察念何为神上廉纯全可喜悦的旨意。
By examining what is good in God's eyes.
不要效法这世界。
Do not follow the pattern of
this world. 你把这世界所有的木偶。
That you should take all the idols of this world.
让当作柴焚烧。
To burn them as the fuel.
这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And this is the offering that's pleasing to God.
Amen.
Amen.
低头祷告。
May we pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你拣选我们。
You have chosen us.
使我们在侍奉你里面有份。
So that we can be part of your service.
在这个世代中成为上帝的儿女。
So we can become children of God in this generation.
主啊，让我们去寻求侍奉你的祭坛。
And Lord, may we search for an altar to serve you.
愿这祭坛能伴随我们一生。
May this altar can accompany our life.
无论在教会。
No matter it's in church.
无论在我们的家庭。
No matter it's in our family.
无论在我们的岗位事业中。
No matter it's in our working place.
都有这合一的祭坛。
That we all have a proper altar.
来侍奉你。
So that we can serve you.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你祝福我们爱主子家教会。
And may you bless this church.
愿这教会在这里兴旺。
May this church grow.
荣耀主的圣名。
And to glorify your name.
将得救的数目加给这教会。
To add the number of believers.
谢谢耶稣。
We thank you, Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
愿主祝福大家。
May God bless you all.